This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Professor Hallock's Guide to Skin in association with the British Skin Foundation.
Hi there. Just rolling out the sensational skin to have a look at an especially sore skin condition called impetigo. No, silly. Impetigo. Nothing to do with tigers. It's a skin condition that gives you red and crusty sore blisters on your skin. And unlike a lot of skin complaints, this one is catching. So you're going to need to get the soap out. That's right. If you're unlucky enough to catch it, wash your hands if you touch the infected skin and tell other people they need to as well, especially if they've helped you put cream on. There's something else your dad or mum can help you with too. That's right. A grown-up will need to make sure all your bedding and towels are washed in really hot water. It's also best to use your own towel and flannel until the impetigo's gone, or you'll be sharing it with the rest of the family. The good news is you may have to stay off school until the blisters have begun to heal. So let's have a look under the magni patch and get to grips with this conniving condition. This part of the skin is perfectly normal, nice and smooth, but over here the skin looks sore and craggy with patches of blisters. Let's get in closer. Wow! What a bumpy, lumpy landscape. Huge blisters have cropped up all over this part of the skin. They're filled with yucky, gloopy stuff. Uh-oh. I think that big one's going to burst. As we zoom closer to the gloop, we can see it's teeming with the bacteria that causes this nasty infection. Yuck! What a horrible crowd. And wherever that gloop lands, you can expect another crop of blisters. I'm getting out of here. Burst blisters leave crusty sores, which can be painful. So it can be hard not to touch them. But remember, you don't want that infected gloop on your fingers. So no touching. I said no touching. Sit on your hands. If you have impetigo, you can get antibiotics to wipe out the infection. It's simple to treat and usually clears up within a couple of weeks. Remember, you can help stop it spreading by practicing good hygiene and keeping things clean. Talking of keeping things clean, sounds like my washing is nearly done. Even professors like getting their sheets sparkly and spotless. See you next time when we'll be looking at more sensational skin and how to stay safe in the sun.
Professor Hallock's Guide to Skin, in association with the British Skin Foundation, the charity for skin disease and skin cancer research. Find out more at britishskinfoundation.org.uk.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.